We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. We're chatting today with Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy and City Manager Ron Fear. And City Commission meets tonight at 7 p.m. And Yusha, you had some other comments on the consent agenda.
Yes. Yeah, I wanted to say, you know, some of these things take a long time to get to where they are. And I wanted to give an example of the micro-mobility on the trails as well as the natural burials. I think the, the micro-mobility, those things we are seeing more of in our, not only in our city, but in other cities, but that came with the collaboration of Kansas State University when we were talking about e-scooters and making space for them and what they should look like and having them in some of those trails. And not all of our trails have pavement or anything of that sort, but being able to share that space and rules make it a little bit easier for people to follow. And we don't want any, it's a safety issue. You don't want people just dropping stuff off wherever they want and then leaving. We saw this in some other communities when we traveled to our conferences where e-scooters and such are just dropped by the side and you don't know who's responsible for picking them up or how to cite anybody. So I think this helped some of that process get in place so we have something there for people that want to have e-scooters or there are more modes of transportation. We want to make sure everybody has access to these paths and our trails as well. And it's a good thing that the sales tax was passed because as we look at those trails, we can also implement these at the same time. The natural burials, that's been a conversation that's been happening since the day I got on the City Commission 7 years ago. Commissioner Butler has been working on this for many, many years, and you know it took a while to get here. And the reason I mention that is people often think things just take, well, you said you were going to do this. Why didn't it happen yet? And they expect like a 6 month or a 1 year turnover on some of these projects. But it takes a while because there are so many legal issues as well as logistics involved and crew and placement. And we have advisory boards, which are very critical in our decision making. So it took a while for us to get there. And the advisory board did all the research and what they needed to do. So I think this is something that will be good for our community, but I just want to preface it that it takes a while for things to get done in any governmental association. But because everybody works together, we are able to implement some of these projects as we move forward. And I think anytime we talk about floods or prevention or anything of that sort, we'll probably discuss it again when we come to our City Commission meeting because this is spring and we're going to start getting a lot of rains again and that's going to be on the forefront for everybody. What is the city doing as far as levee or floods or displacement, stormwater systems and such? So this is an ongoing issue, but there's also, I believe, a conference, I think, that I saw on flooding, and I don't remember the exact date on that, but I think the public is invited to that one as well. And we need to be proactive, but we also need to be informed and not just jump to conclusions or make assumptions on where we're at. So I encourage everybody to be aware of the conferences and things of such that we are discussing, and it's on Facebook as well as on our social media and our website.
Right, and I was going to plug that later in the show, but that's a good opportunity to. It's on March 21st, which is a Saturday, and it's a community flood conference. It'll be from 9 to 4:30. It's free at the Hilton Garden Inn, but it is limited to 150 attendees. So if you're interested in attending, you can go to the city's website, cityofmhk.com, and you'll find some information. It's a banner there right now that you can register for that. We do anticipate having representatives from FEMA, Kansas Division of Water Resources, the Corps of Engineers, the state climatologists, and some of our staff to just talk about different aspects of flooding and flood prevention and flood mitigation and what does it mean to be in a different zones and all of those issues. So, you know, we learned a lot last year from our almost significant event, and so we want to share some of those things, but just help inform folks about how to be prepared, especially if they live in a flood-prone area or in a flood hazard zone, flood insurance, all of those issues. I think it'll be a great conference. So if you're interested, please seek that out.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Last year kind of taught us
crazy.
A lot things that you maybe overlook sometimes, like flood insurance, especially folks over here in the Northview area, for sure, because, you know, Tuttle Creek just up up right. the road here. That if that had flooded and been worse, we would have had a lot of problems on our hands.
Right.
So,
yeah, we're learning as we go. But, you know, we are seeing more of these instances such as flash floods or, you know, in the springtime we get rain in a you know, two-hour period. And everybody gets, well, in very dangerous situations. So I think it's important to go. I don't know if there's, was there a cost to that? I don't remember
there's
if
not.
You mentioned.
It's free.
It's free, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I think one thing that's always good that might come out of this is, you know, a lot of people have questions, well, why do they do the releases the way they do here? Mm-hmm. And there's a reason behind it. You may not always agree with it, but it helps to get educated on that right. as well, the flood management aspect. So that's March 21st, again, Hilton Garden Inn, the Big Basin Room, and that's an all-day event. It looks like 9 to 4 or something like that.
Yep.
So, okay, yeah. good news to hear there. As we continue on here, mm-hmm. We're going to discuss the e-scooters. That's going to be a topic of the agenda. Actually, why don't we take a break first, and then we'll get into that?
All right.
Because that'll probably take up some time.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. We'll continue in focus after this on K-Man.